coming up on episode number 543. Well, due to a virus-related hiatus, I am back after a week's vacation or a week's sick leave. How about that? And we're back with the aforementioned Fred Neil cover story. Now, you're wondering to yourself, who the heck is Fred Neil? Well, some famous people know, like Tim Buckley, Harry Nilsson, and Jefferson Airplane, as well as other people who've cited him as an influence, like Paul Simon, James Taylor, Stephen Stills, and David Crosby, as well as Joni Mitchell. You're going to hear some of his most famous tunes as covers. It's all coming up right now. Right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is, you got to fix the calendar too. It is Thursday, January 15th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another edition of the cover story style of Coverville, where I pick an artist and then play you several different renditions of that artist's music, as done by other performers. Tonight, it's Fred Neil. Now, Fred Neil was born March 16th, 1936 in Cleveland, Ohio. He passed away in July 2001 in Florida. But during that time, during his life, he was an influence to so many famous artists. You know, all the ones I mentioned earlier on in the show. But even some of some older artists like Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, Bobby Darin, Paul Anka, and we're going to start things off with probably his most well-known tune. This was actually covered and made more famous by Harry Nilsson, who I mentioned at the beginning of the show. In 1968, Harry Nilsson recorded a cover of Everybody's Talking that was used as the theme, as one of the themes to Midnight Cowboy, the movie Midnight Cowboy. And Harry Nilsson seems to get all the credit as far as the original, but no. Before Harry Nilsson did it, it was Fred Neil. And let's go ahead and play you a cover that is just fantastic. This is, I believe, an Australian group called Diesel with one of my favorite covers of this song. Beautiful South is up there too, but right up there with them is this cover by Diesel.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People lay stopping still, but I don't even see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. Like a stone. Yeah.
The Youngbloods, of course, well known for their 70s song, Get Together. That's their cover of Fred Neil's The Other Side of This Life. You'll find that on their 2002 Greatest Hits compilation, I should say, called Get Together, The Essential Youngbloods. Before that, Everybody's Talkin' by Diesel. You'll find that on the cover compilation called Songs, Signature Songs, and Classic Covers. Yes, they say songs in there twice. Songs, signature songs, classic covers. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA. You can find them at AudioEngineUSA.com. Let's talk a little bit about the Audio Engine 5 speakers. These are the premium-powered bookshelf speakers that come in three great flavors, either piano finish black, piano finish white, or a beautiful wood bamboo. These things sound incredible, and these are great bookshelf speakers that not only fill a room with sound, but also have some really nice little gadgety features, and I'm all about the gadgety features. First off, a receiver is built into it, so all you have to do is just plug in your MP3 player, your computer, your game console, TV, DVD player, whatever, plug it right into the receiver. I'm sorry, plug it right into the speaker. The speaker has inputs for both 1/8 inch jacks as well as the RCA, the red and white RCA jacks. So you can plug in either one or both. If you plug in both, you've got two sources of sound going to the same speaker, and you can listen to music while you're playing your video game and hear both of them. Also, they've got a charger on the top of this, a USB charger that allows you to charge an iPod or any other MP3 player or device that runs on USB power. So if you're planning to have a party and you want to have some music at the party, a great way to do is just get these speakers, plop an iPod up on the top, and there's even a jack on top that you can hook up the iPod to as well as the USB, and let her rip, and you don't have to worry about running out of power 2 hours into your party. Of course, the biggest thing about them is the sound. They sound incredible, and you got to go check them out. Audio Engine USA is the website. You can also go to coverville.com and click on the link, or visit coverville.com/audioengine. And when you're ready to buy, make sure you use the coupon code that is only good for Coverville listeners, 10% off Audio Engine products. Use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. Getting back to Fred Neil and his music, this one was a surprise to me. It's a song called Dolphins, and the first time I heard it, it was a B-side on a The single. I believe it was This Is the Day or Infected, one of those. There was a track performed by Matt Johnson, The, doing Dolphins. And at the time, he did it so well that I thought it was originally his. Now, that version I have played on the show before, so I decided I'm going to play something a little bit different. It's still a gorgeous rendition of a beautiful song and by an equally talented performer, another one of my favorites, Billy Bragg. From his 1991 album, Don't Try This at Home, here's Billy Bragg with Dolphins.
Sometimes I think about Saturday's child and all about the time when we were running wild. I've been searching for the dolphin. This world may never change the way it's been, and all the ways of war can change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphin. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This world may never change. This world may never change. This world may never change.
If I should leave you, baby, try to remember all the good times, warm days filled with sunshine. I just a little bit of rain. And just a little bit of rain. And if you look by, try to forget about the bad times. Lonely, blue, and sad times. Just a little bit of rain. And just a little bit of rain. And if I look back, I will remember all the good times. Warm days filled with sunshine. And just a little bit of rain. And just a little bit of rain.
So tired hanging around this town. Oh, this old city life sure brings a fella down. Ba-da-da-da. So tired hanging around this town. Oh, this old city life sure brings a fella down. Ba-da-da-da.
very unusual track there. That is Body Da. You'll find that originally by Fred Neil, and that cover there is performed by Mark Lanegan from his 1999 album, I'll Take Care of You. Now, Mark Lanegan was lead singer of the band Screaming Trees. That's maybe where you recognize that voice. And again, that's a pretty interesting cover there with the, I think it's got a different time signature, doesn't it? Isn't it a 4/3? I don't know. I should know this stuff. But before that, you heard another song by someone who's better known as part of a band, A Little Bit of Rain, performed by Dr. Robert. Now, Dr. Robert in the 80s was the lead singer of a band I was a big fan of called The Blow Monkeys. You might remember a song called Diggin' Your Scene, which was about their only hit here in the U.S. They might have had a couple more, Celebrate the Day After You, and what were some of the other ones? Animal Magic, maybe in the UK. But anyway, Dr. Robert, he's just got such an unusual, unmistakable voice. I really like his stuff. And the stuff that he's been putting out solo ever since the 80s is really good, really deep and rich sounding music. Excellent stuff. And then we start off the set with Billy Bragg from his 1991 release, Don't Try This at Home, a track called Dolphins. All right, continuing with the Fred Neil cover story, let's go to a song that, by the way, quick correction. No, I did say that it was Australian. Diesel, I did confirm, is from Australia. Okay, Candyman. This is a track that Fred Neil originally did. Roy Orbison did an incredible cover of it, and I don't know if I've mentioned it on Coverville, but a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, I did the Roy Orbison cover story. And right before Christmas, I got a lovely package from his widow, Barbara, who sent along a box set, his box set of, what's it called here? The Soul of Rock and Roll, four disc set of his most famous music and some B-sides and rarities, as well as a DVD of Black and White Night and a pair of Roy Orbison sunglasses. So... big thank you out to Barbara and then Brad also at the Barbara Orbison Productions folks. It was really, really nice. A nice letter came along with it talking about, you know, thanking me for keeping Roy's music alive in today's culture and looking forward to hearing more Roy Orbison on future episodes of Coverville. So thank you for that. Now, following that up with Candyman here. Now, Candyman was covered very well by Roy Orbison. It's one of his more famous tracks, so let's pull out something a little bit more, a little bit harder to find. This is a cover by Holly Golightly. Now, Holly Golightly was a member of the 1991 band The Head Coatees. Her boyfriend, Bruce, was the drummer of the band, and she got invited to sing with the band and ended up staying. So this is one of her solo albums called Laugh It All Up. Here's her cover of Fred Neil's Candyman.
Take you by the hand. candy kisses every single night.
Everybody's talking at me out over there saying all the echoes of my mind. People stop and staring, I know where they're going, all the shadows of their eyes. Where sun keeps shining through pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, backing off a northeast wind and sail on some breeze, skipping over the ocean. Everybody's talking at me, out over there singing, all the shadows of their eyes. People stop and staring, I know where they're going, gonna leave them all. Sun keeps shining through pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, backing off a northeast wind and sail on some breeze, skipping over the ocean.
His album that came out last year, that is Jesse Malin. On Your Sleeve came out last year, an all-cover album that came out with different versions for the US and the UK. So make sure you check on Amazon. The one I linked to has Everybody's Talking, but you may want to look at the other lineups if you go pick that album up from Amazon and see what version of the album you want to pick up. Because like I said, there's several different versions, and maybe there's a song on one that's not on another, and it's a song that you really like. Jesse Malin, it's a great album too. I got to say that. And then before that, Holly Golightly with some very retro sounding stuff from 2006. Yeah, she's got that electro blues feel, and I'm glad she's keeping that style alive. I think it just sounds fantastic. Holly Golightly with her cover of Candyman from her 2006 album, Laugh It All Up. And with that, we're going to give my voice just a little bit more rest for another couple nights until Sunday, when we hopefully bring out another All Request show. If you want to email me, please do. And thank you, by the way, all of you who emailed to say get well, you know, hope you're feeling better and all that. Really, really nice. I got tons of emails and then quite a few comments on the blog. So you guys are the greatest. You really are. Thank you so much. Gotta tell you how much I appreciate you. Okay, so email coverville@gmail.com, phone line 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. Like I said, we'll be back on Sunday with an all-request show, and Tuesday will finally be the long-awaited, it's either going to be the long-awaited acapella show, or I'm going to push that back one more week and do the Paul Kelly cover story that was supposed to be tonight. So I think that's what I'm going to do. Tuesday will be Paul Kelly. Thursday will be Stephen Merritt, Magnetic Fields cover story. And then the following Tuesday will be an acapella show. So we'll get it. We'll get it there. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying, way too much. This is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.